that everyone says your biggest jump in the NFL is from your first to second year. Do you already have a sense of that?
Yeah, but at the same time, you got to go out there and prove it, you know? There's just a lot of hard work and dedication into that, you know, and it's a lot of hunger. But I'm not really worrying about what's going on, like, next big year. I'm just trying to get better, and, man, I'm just trying to help this team win, because when you win, we all get notarized and we all get credit, you know?
Jack Del Rio's defense, how is it different from last year?
In the same way, it's not different, but we've had more time with Jack now, you know, Coach Jack Del Rio. And, you know, he's a good coach, man. You know, he's a player's coach. You know, he lets us have our fun, you know, let us be men. But at the same time, he would get on us. And he was on us today. He's on us every day because, you know, he knows the expectations. And, you know, he went on defense to be top five in everything we do. And that's our mindset around here.
What'd you learn from your rookie year that will help you this year? Not easy.
It taught me that this is the NFL, and that experience is the big key, you know, and that's what I had last year, good and bad. So, you know, this year I'm ready, I'm hungry. It's been a long, good offseason for me, you know, first and foremost for the team. So it's going to be an exciting year for us.
Today was one of those days, man, where our jaws were dropping a couple times as passes were dropping in there, but then you guys would come back. It's like ones and ones. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you know, we're out there competing, man. And, I mean, what can you expect? You got a great quarterback, to me, the greatest ever. And they're going to make their plays, and we're going to make ours. But, you know, each side has to limit them, you know. And we're competing. We're having fun. And you can see that every day guys are getting better. You know, one minute you get beat, one minute you make a play. So we're having fun. And that's what Coach Fox wants us to do, and that's what we're going to do.
You okay with him cheering a little bit louder when he throws the touchdown as opposed to the knockdown?
I don't like it because, you know, I'm a defensive guy. But at the same time, if that's Sundays, then I'm all for it, you know. So it's like when you have a great quarterback like him and great addition, you want good things to happen, but then you really don't against us. So, you know, everything works hand in hand.
Dream along those lines, is one side of the ball ahead of the other right now?
You said what now?
Is one side of the ball ahead of the other in terms of defense ahead of offense or offense ahead of defense right now?
You know, I can't really say that. You know, the good thing is that we want to be equal. You know, we don't want the offense to be better than us. We don't want to be better than the offense. But when you play great team football, that's what it's about, you know. And I don't want us to even think about that. No, nobody think about that, because when it's all said and done, teamwork is going to make the dream work. So, you know, we're all equal, man. We having fun.
What kind of demands did it place on you guys as a defense when they went 2 minutes?
You said what was that?
The demands on the defense when they went 2 minutes today.
Well, it was game simulation.
Yeah.
You know, it also gets you ready for getting the calls in quicker from the coaching staff and relating it to us and going out there and playing. So today was a great experience for us to, like, have their real life situation so we can get ready for, you know, next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Actually this Saturday.
Yeah.
For the scrimmage.
Yeah. So and that's what it's about.
For you personally, I know last year was kind of rough at times. Some guys say burn the tape. Some guys have to watch it over and over. What did you do when you got to the off season and were reviewing?
I watched the tape.
Yeah.
You know, because at the same time, as much as bad stuff you look at, you got to look at the good stuff. Because when you look at so much bad stuff, it'll make you think, oh, man, I can't do this. Well, you know, I never get myself discouraged. Because
mm-hmm.
I was once in a situation before when, you know, when I first moved up to varsity, when I first played my freshman year in college. You know, I had some ups and downs, but for as long as I play, everybody's gonna have it. So all I did was get better, and I worked hard.
Yeah. What did you learn from those tape sessions about yourself?
Well, just knowing how to relax and calm down. I think, you know, when you're a rookie, it's like you're trying to make some plays. You want to get respect, and sometimes you're just so fast for your own good. Then that's when undisciplined issues come in. You know, missed tackles come in, missed opportunities, missed picks. You know, so now that I've had off season where in mini camp OTAs, where I slowed the game down, got back to the basics, to the details, and I'm ready.
Now that you're back in pads, are you able to work on tackling and that kind of stuff? How do you work on that in over an off season? And even today, you probably have to rein yourself in. So
the thing is this, like, no matter how many tackles you make, you're going to miss some. It's like a receiver dropping the ball, a quarterback missing a play, dropping a pick. You know, nobody's perfect. But how you work on it, you just work on it. Simple as that. When an opportunity comes, you got to hit on the rise, wrap, follow through. You know, right now you take care of the physical part on the offseason, you get stronger. getting faster, learning angles. And, you know, a lot of times with tackling, it comes with the experience of knowing which back you're playing against, the team you're playing against, film, and those little things. And that way, you're putting yourself in better situations to make plays.
Did Brian Dawkins give you any words of wisdom after last season?
Yeah, you know, he told me, Raheem, you know, I mean, you're not a scary guy. You know, you like to hit, but, you know, sometimes you got to know when to make the big hit, the clean, legitimate hit without getting fined, and make it a nice tackle. You know, he just told me just to work hard, you know, and he said don't get discouraged, and I didn't, because it's life. You know, you can't let nothing in life beat you down, nothing.
How good did it feel to get a big hit today?
So what,
get a big hit out there today, how good did it feel to get that in there?
I didn't mean to be honest with you, because, you know, Paige threw a good ball to where it was floating, and like the way the ball was coming down, I couldn't really get to it, so I was trying to get out the way, but shoulder pads is out here, so.
It looked legal.
Okay, that's around. All that matters. What were you saying?
Nothing against the guys who were here last year, but have you noticed already through a few days what it's like to have, say, a Champ on one side and a Tracy on the other in front of you? Have you noticed that already?
Yes. I mean, I've learned so much from them guys. When I go down to 907, I do my safety stuff, and I go down and cover with them guys, and I watch, and I observe, and I get in. So that way, when it's my opportunity to cover, and I'm covering tight ends, I just look at what they did and just simulate it, you know. And them guys are top of their game. I mean, Champ is moving better than I've ever seen him. You know, it's like every year he gets better and better. You know, Tracy is moving better. You know, he making plays out there. The guys are natural ball hogs. So, for having Tracy, for Action Edition, Drayton Florence, Mike Adams, and the rest of the guys, man, it's been a big help for me because they're older. And, you know, you learn from the older cats.
How many practices does it take to feel that communication developing that you need to be good back then?
Well, it's been happening since the whole offseason. Yeah. Okay. You know, just watching film and just installation and just OTAs and minicamp. You know, now I think we're on a way better page now. We all understand each other. We're all working to be the best, and we're gelling, you know, and we know the mission that we're on.
Raheem, you've got a lot of fans out here. You even had a rabbit out here this morning to check you out.
Yeah. You know what, man? I really appreciate coming out here every day. You know, it inspires me every day to want to work hard, because the fans, we got to give them what they deserve. You know, they spend all that money every year on coming to our games and supporting us, and it's not good to let them down, let anyone down. So I love our fan base. It's something I've never seen before.
What kind of message did John
Last
Lynch
one,
impart? He was a guest that you before training camp. When did you get from that visit?
You know, he told us to not be monotonous. You know, max out in everything you do. Take advantage of every opportunity. And what he pretty much said was he called pretty much everybody out in the meeting that he recognized, and he told us that you have to be better than you ever been. And that's one thing that I took. And I watched him growing up. And, you know, me and John Lynch, we always stay in contact. I always ask him, you know, what should I work on? What did you do after your first rookie year? You know, so he's been a good mentor to me.
Thank you.